There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Uta Guta, and welcome to the Gleep Glossary. For those uninitiated, this is our Star Wars side show every month on Patreon. That's patreon.com/wehatemovies. I read an old discarded Star Wars Expanded Universe character description to the guys, and they razz me over it. It's a lot of fun. So this month, being We Love Movies Month, we thought we'd do something special and drop our first ever actually live episode of the Gleep Glossary that was recorded at the Oxford Comedy Festival July 19th, 2025 in Oxford, England, to a sold-out crowd. Thank you, everyone, for coming. We're releasing this episode for patrons and non-patrons alike, so it's on the free feed and the Patreon feed. Patrons will get a little bit of a fun bonus in addition to this episode this month as well. So just so you know, folks, this is the 83rd episode of the Gleep Glossary, this Darth Vader entry. That means there's 82 other episodes you can dig into at patreon.com/wehatemovies. We have Darth Maul, Grand Admiral Thrawn, Han Solo, all these names run together, Mace Windu, Bosk, General Grievous, Bib Fortuna, Jar Jar Binks, Qui-Gon Jinn, so much more, even Neenub. So more information can be found at whmpodcast.com or, like we said, patreon.com/wehatemovies. And now, without further ado, here's Darth Vader.
It's the Darth Vader Collector's Case from Kenner's Star Wars The Empire Strikes Back collection. You can display it or open it up into an action figure storage unit. It holds up to 31 action figures like Bosk, Lando Calrissian, and IG-88. Action figures each sold separately. There's even a handy chamber for accessories. And it's got a hidden handle, so you can take it with you. Darth Vader Collector's Case from Star Wars The Empire Strikes Back collection. Action figures each sold separately. New from Kenner.
Sí, te lo aseguro, estamos a salvo de tus amigos aquí.
Su debilidad es su exceso de confianza.
Tu fe en tus amigos es la tuya.
Es inútil resistir, hijo mío.
Cerveza.
Guta, Oxford, England. How you doing?
Hi, everybody. How are
man.
Yes, how are all you wankers tonight?
Oh, Jesus.
I thought that was a Star Wars word.
No.
It's not a Star Wars word?
No, it's a bit aggressive, though. Just a little bit.
We're going to get really aggressive tonight on... Thank you. This is our Star Wars Shite Show.
Yes.
Where we discuss the good book, The Essential Guide to Characters. We will be reading, of course, from Darth Vader.
Quick question.
Yes.
You know you're stealing my bit, right? The glasses is what I do. It's the only thing I have.
Wow.
Let me clean my lenses real quick.
Yeah, obviously. Obviously.
Can we all agree, by the way, that the kid in that toy commercial definitely got the shit kicked out of him?
Easily.
Oh, my
what
goodness.
A wiener.
No.
What
oh.
a little wiener.
No,
it's
no,
got
no.
a hidden handle.
Either dead or divorced.
Yeah.
We don't know which one. Oh, there's trouble?
Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah. I'm getting in trouble already.
Off topic.
We're bullying. I'm not going to let you guys bully some poor kid who's now probably dead.
Yeah. Dead or divorced.
Definitely dead, dude. Definitely dead.
A or B.
Just everyone here is aware that he's just gonna read from a book about a Star Wars character,
and then like every couple sentences or so, we're gonna like bust in and kind of talk about what he literally just read to you.
Yeah, that's the show,
and y'all signed on for it. Right, and that is why we fucking love you. Yeah. Thank you for coming.
Thank you so much. What are we doing?
What did you say?
There you go.
You're not supposed to let them in on the scam.
Yeah.
That's supposed to be afterwards.
Oh, I see. Sorry, dude.
By the way, a fantastic shirt here, this fella here.
Holy shit.
There it is.
Cerveza Cristal.
Cerveza Cristal.
Thank you, sir.
Por favor.
Cerveza Cristal.
There it is.
Cerveza Cristal.
As always on the show, we like to read, of course, like I said, from the Star Wars Essential Guide to Characters. Yes, this is the actual book I bought when I was like 14, when I looked like that kid.
I love that you still own something you got at 14. I think I'm completely cleared out.
Yeah.
This is like the family Bible.
Oh, yeah. I see.
Passed down through generations.
Precious. Precious.
No, there's no generations, dude. The bloodline ends with this.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
That's true.
I'm sorry.
The line
about
must
that,
be
Eric.
Drawn here.
Yes. Doctor ordered, by the way. Mm-hmm. So, yes, of course, we're going to be reading from the 1995 continuity, so it's going to be a little different.
A little bumpy.
Zero prequels.
Oh, yeah.
Zero and or appearances.
But echoes throughout history. You'll see some inspiration for the prequels.
Shit they stole.
Got it.
Texts.
Okay.
Huh?
Darth Vader. Once a Jedi Knight named Anakin Skywalker waging battles for the light side of the Force, he was corrupted and seduced by the dark side and would soon become known as the dreaded black-garbed Darth Vader.
Okay, that's it. That's the end of it. Thank you, guys. Yes.
Dreaded black-garbed Darth Vader.
Are we always getting the black-garbed? That sounds
oh,
like
oh, no, it's the dreaded black-garbed Darth Vader!
Yeah, that
like
sounds...
you had to keep saying the whole thing?
Too much. Too much. I don't think anybody was scared of saying that.
I think there's some more black descriptors, and we'll get to them.
I don't know about black descriptors. I'm not crazy about that.
Almost nothing is known... What was that?
Nothing.
Yeah, hit the air horn.
All right, that's right.
Oh, you killed him. That's even better.
Hey.
Almost nothing is known about Anakin Skywalker's early years.
Almost.
Okay.
Almost. Yeah, hey, it's George again. I didn't write that part yet, so just say almost nothing is known.
Oh, but at the same time, I definitely wrote like all nine parts in the 1970s or whatever.
Andy, I'm reading this piece of shit. You are just lying your ass off in these pages.
You know nothing of what I've created.
It's all up here in the bank.
The George Bank.
Ooh. I like to make a deposit.
Oh, the bloodline continues.
Oh, wouldn't that be... Oh, my God. I'd be sitting pretty.
Yeah.
My kid was a Lucas.
Oh, totally, dude.
Billions of dollars.
That's right.
I now have a nightmare vision of like an AI video of an impregnated George Lucas.
No, stop.
And you cradling him.
Yep.
I like that. Oh, my God. I'm just...
It's hot enough in here already. Without,
I'm sorry.
Without whatever
sorry.
That is.
Not to get everyone around.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
As a youth, he was infamous as a hotshot pilot.
Okay. Mm.
But it was hidden. But his hidden and untapped talents would lead to his destiny. A great Jedi Knight named Obi-Wan Ben Kenobi. They did. Saw in Skywalker great potential in the Force.
Mm. Yes, I have a reservation over Obi-Wan Kenobi. Okay, so check under Ben Kenobi. Okay, thank you very much.
You know, Sheila, I told you before, when you're making reservations for me, stop using the Ben. Going back to the Obi-Wan.
No. Stop. It happens all the time. No, it's not, no bother at all. Don't worry.
Great big Sheila made that reservation, huh? So amazed at how strong the Force was with him, he made Anakin his first Jedi pupil.
Oh, cool. Oh,
nice.
But in his zeal, Obi-Wan failed to notice that his pupil had begun to be seduced by the dark side of the Force.
The biggest failure in Star Wars is Obi-Wan Kenobi.
It's a big one.
Just fuck up after fuck up.
Just a, like, you know, I would just say like a not even a bi-monthly team meeting check-in, you know, like... Just want to check in, man. You're not getting seduced by the dark side. Everything else doing okay? Your project's okay? You doing all right?
How's the crush on that girl working out? The one who's 20 years older than you.
Are you still playing the video games at night? Oh, that's no good. Oh, oh boy.
Oh, yes. Xbox leads to the dark side, of course.
So the dark side was easier to master, as you guys heard, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's way easier. Oh, God, way easier.
Cheat code.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Game Genie, that shit.
Held faster promise. Okay. So by the time Kenobi clearly understood how deeply Anakin had fallen into sync with the dark side, it was too late.
Oh, wouldn't you know it?
Huh.
Yeah. Wouldn't you know it?
Yeah. So there's like, fuck up.
Was there like nothing about how like it actually happened? It's
no.
Just like, no, it happened. He just, he liked it.
Well, it sounds like something's going on behind his back. Like there might have been an intervention at one point. Like, hi, Anakin, we're all here. We all love you very much. it's going to be hard for us to say this, but are you part of the dark side now?
Have you been reading those texts, those ancient texts? We found all the mutilated animals.
And, you tell me we were just going out for pizza. This is a trap.
He tried to bring his friend and pupil back from the brink, but Skywalker refused.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. Too late. Again, fuck up.
He and Obi-Wan engaged in a vicious lightsaber battle, which ended when Anakin fell into a molten pit.
Okay. Whoa.
Remember, this is before those movies had the lava
fights.
Well, the way that it makes it sound, it's like, we could also move away from the molten pit. You know what I mean? Like, we could have the fight over there or right by that molten pit.
Well, I think passions are overtaking them, right,
I see,
Steve?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think they're thinking too clear. Mm-hmm.
That's fair.
Yeah. Emotion, it's right into the dark side, dude. It's all in the manual.
Yeah, it's all kind of, it's very Mortal Kombat level E. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, that whole thing? Yeah, you could see Liu Kang falling into that shit.
Exactly.
Definitely.
Obi-Wan doing an uppercut would be something else. I would enjoy that.
I love Toasty!
Those spiky sewers with green water. Ooh.
Yeah. Do they have that? Like, because there's that dipshit game where it was like Mortal Kombat with like DC characters. And
yeah, sure.
It's like Scorpions fighting the Joker and whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about getting some Star Wars figures in there?
Oh, right? Yeah. Why not? They're no stranger to selling out.
Yeah. Just get it. Get it dumber and dumber, dude. Mm-hmm. I'll play it.
Absolutely. Oh, my God. Who? Scorpion versus Darth Vader. Who's winning?
Oh.
Those are titans.
I think they're all in Fortnite now or whatever that is.
Yeah,
500 years
old. Quite a lot of that.
Yeah.
I think Vader takes it, though. I don't know. That,
sure.
That's just a personal
Vader
opinion.
Over Scorpion?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Get over here.
That's mine.
He actually has to do something to get him over here. Vader just like,
oh, yeah. That's true. Yep.
That's it.
He doesn't even have to ask. Right. Hey, we said no force pulling. No force pulling. You're cheating.
So what emerged from the fiery pool was deeply scarred and a burnt husk of a man carrying in him both hatred for Kenobi and the power of the dark side.
Mm. He was a burnt husk of a man before going in that lava, like emotionally and
spiritually.
Like, totally scarred, fucked up kid. Yeah.
Not
once
good.
You kill that many squirrels in your backyard.
Yeah, and it's now just the outside match the inside. So that, you know.
Space, space squirrels.
Yes.
Oh, hey, Andy. Molten pit, huh? You've been in the bank, haven't you? You've been trying to get in the bank a little bit, haven't you? Okay. My lawyers will be contacting you.
I'm writing this for you.
You talk to him about that.
In that black moment.
Mm. Okay, Andy.
Uh-huh.
Anakin Skywalker became Darth Vader.
Okay.
And that's the end. No, that's
no,
not
I
the
wish.
End. Reborn to the darkness, Darth Vader joined with Emperor Palpatine, whose new order, which is like, why would, if he's got the new order, why would the new movies have the first order, right?
That's
shouldn't the
point.
First order come before the new order?
Yeah, but they're like saying all this stuff didn't happen, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're reading all the stuff they threw in the garbage.
Well, it's also like when you're like saving a file multiple times, like final draft, final draft, final real draft.
It's just a bunch
final
of numbers.
Final draft 512, final draft 514.
Yeah, so the
final draft fudged numbers I'm sending to my boss only.
Exactly.
The New Order and Empire copy.
_ final.
We're the nightmare of many Jedi.
Mm,
Palpatine was able to continue Vader's training in the dark side, allowing him to learn an angry control over the Force.
We're not even going to talk about the fact, I'm talking to Andy here, the writer of this.
Is if you're in the room with us right now, Andy, we'd like to speak with you.
Speak to us!
The dude's in a robot suit. We didn't even get to that. You would not know, like, and then because of the lava, he had to go inside of a robot suit.
Yeah.
That helps
weird.
Him breathe, and he pees through it, and whatever else goes on.
Oh, we're going to get to the suits.
Oh, all right, good.
This is a long one, folks. I know it feels like a molten pit in here, though. Huh?
Chapter 7, The Suit.
Vader eventually gained the long-dormant title of Dark Lord of the Sith, allowing him to tap into the evil forces of 10,000 years.
Oh, nice.
Yet, for all his dark side power, Vader had his weaknesses.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Don't we all?
Ice cream.
A lot of very flowery language for this.
Don't put that rocky road near me. I can't help myself.
Oh, I couldn't. Oh, all right, fine. Two scoops.
Cheat day's Thursday, goddammit.
Unable to breathe on his own without great difficulty, Vader was forced to wear a breath mask and life-supporting body armor.
Okay.
Mm. A breath mask.
Mm-hmm.
Did it come with the cape?
No, that was his personal touch.
He
ripped off like some drapes from the window and was like, this will work.
It's not a medical cape.
Yeah, you know?
I don't know.
Thank you, Steve, because it's like the
Is it a breathing cape?
It's airport rules, right? The breath mask comes down, you put it on yourself first, then you get your cape.
Okay.
And you don't help anyone around you because you're Dark Lord of the Sith. Okay, so unable to breathe on his own. Over time.
Oh, shit. A droid malfunction.
That's that noise. Are you keeping score?
Yes. He's got a little tab over there.
You guys keep points on me all the time.
All right, that's fair.
What's that?
It's like, whose line is it anyway?
It's minus one.
Mm-hmm.
Over time, Vader. Custom designed a new mask. So, oh my God. So, I wonder what the old mask
was. Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, shit. The old mask was like flame decals. And he's like, every time I put it on, it's PTSD, man.
Yeah.
The flames.
Well, this one was terrifying and imposing in person. Mm. Made of shiny black Durasteel, the fearsome helmet covered his head and hid his eyes beneath all-seeing lenses.
The new Vader mask, now in Durasteel.
It's got a hidden handle so you can take it with you.
I can keep all my action figures in here. Oh, wow, but they are sold separately.
Oh, this is the original April O'Neil.
Oh, with the big tits and the juicy behind. Perfect for children ages 8 and up.
You had perverts making those toys. I'm sorry.
It's just
that's downright perverts.
It's just the truth.
You absolutely do. So, okay. Now, built into that mask and helmet were visual enhancement systems, hearing augmentation devices, a vocoder electronic voice synthesizer.
Oh, nice.
Oh, okay. He's auto-tuning in real time.
For prank calls, which lead to the dark side. Yes.
I'm going to kill you. Get away from me.
Is your refrigerator running?
Oh, he's using the mask to make prank phone
absolutely.
Calls?
Absolutely. Messing with the pizzeria owner. That'll get you to the dark side real quick.
This is Sal Rosenberg, and I just dropped my glasses.
Fuck, it's Vader
again.
You
guys didn't have the jerky
Not
boys,
so much,
huh?
Yeah.
Vader again. I have 7 Peppy Pepperino XXL pizzas, and nobody's here.
The death's head look of the mask became shorthand for Vader among the Imperial forces.
Like getting tattoos of it and whatnot?
Maybe.
Oh. That'd be pretty cool. Someone here probably has one, right?
Any Vader tattoos?
Vader tats?
Star Wars tattoos in general.
Yeah, any.
We got two.
Three. Okay, blue shirt, what do you got? Don't show me, just tell me.
Oh, that's
Ooh,
cool.
Ball
that's
nice.
Very
right.
nice, very nice.
Was there another one?
That's one in the back?
Up there, sir.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Wow,
that's nice.
That's very brave. That's awesome. Hell yeah.
Is it just an Ewok, or is it like Wicket?
Is it Wicket?
Okay, all right, that's right.
It would have to be.
Right, King of the Ewoks.
Well, you didn't get like one of the gray ones. Nobody gives a shit about those guys.
No. Oh, what if you get the one that like cries over the dead one? And
oh, yeah.
That would be
a classic character.
Yeah.
That's the
Weepy.
That's the tattoo to have, right?
Yeah,
like
exactly.
just weeping over a body.
Yeah. You get it right over the heart.
But dude, it's the weepy Ewok, but he's weeping over a dead, sexy April O'Neil.
Very nice.
We're going to have to talk after the show, I think.
All right. It's those toy makers that did it to me.
Yeah, sure.
Fucking Kenner.
Uh-huh.
I think we had one more.
Oh, badass.
Nice.
All right. Love it.
Yeah, good selection.
Classical.
All right, death head. All right. How about the next paragraph?
Yeah, let's do that.
Vader's system of body armor included... I'm not repeating myself, don't worry. Vader's system of body armor included life systems control computer, regulation systems, and a respiratory sensor matrix on his belt.
Does that mean he like never gets headaches and shit? That would be nice. Honestly,
I would like that. Yeah.
If I had a body like that, I would want that.
You think he's got air conditioning in there?
I would have to.
Love that.
Dude, size me up.
Molten pit. The charred ball funk smell.
Yeah.
You got to keep that shit cool.
Well, that's incinerated by this point.
His shoulders, torso, and shins were covered by shiny black Durasteel armor. You guys know what he looks like, right? All right, so a full-length black cloak and two shoulder-draped capes helped hide other hardware.
What else? So
we got a cloak and two capes? What the hell?
What is going on here?
As Darth Vader aligned himself with the self-proclaimed Emperor and his new order, Obi-Wan feared for the future of the Republic. He changed his name to Ben Kenobi.
No one will ever find Ben Kenobi. Oh, no, that's that Obi-Wan you're looking for, not Ben.
And he went into retirement.
I mean, maybe Kenobi's like Johnson, you know?
Yeah,
like,
that's true. You don't know.
Thousands of them.
I can see that. But, I mean, to the point of having two cloaks and a fucking cape.
That's a lot on your back.
But I kind of get it, because you're gunning for the number one spot. And one thing we know about the Emperor is that motherfucker's got a huge goddamn cloak on.
Sure.
All the time. Yeah. And it's probably heavy as shit.
So it's I love my hood. It's so nice and creepy.
So it's like, you know, you see what your boss is doing, and you do that, like, personality mirror. You're like, I like black capes too.
What a nerd.
We're all wearing quarter zip sweaters now.
Hey, Darth, cool cape man. Don't think I didn't notice at the retreat last weekend.
He thinks we don't notice.
What a kiss ass.
You know, you can laugh at him. Come on, guys. I know. No, he's not going to use his powers. You just laugh at him.
I got laughed at work today, Journal. It's very humiliating.
So Ben Kenobi kept in contact with Anakin's recently estranged wife.
Whoa.
Okay.
Hey, babe, you up?
Well,
you
up?
Wait a minute.
What are we talking
Spicy
here?
Spicy shit.
Right? Isn't that something?
I'm ready to go.
We didn't know what a Padme was yet. So.
Yeah. If you remember in the trilogy, she dies of grief.
Yeah. No.
She dies of a broken heart.
Yeah, that happens.
So unbeknownst to Vader, was pregnant with twins.
Oh.
Okay.
Obi-Wan knew the children had tremendous potential as future Jedi.
Wait, are those mine? Quick question. Who are you carrying? You can tell me.
Oh, it's like Star Wars Mamma Mia.
Yes.
That one crazy weekend we all got together on Bespin. It was a real fuck fest. Oh, shit, not mine they are.
He would have been the third, you understand?
Yeah, Yoda would have been the third.
Yeah,
you're
exactly.
Right. It started off as like he was only supposed to watch, but then everybody was having a good time. And the fucking wall fell down, you know?
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
On the day the twins, Luke and Leia, were born, Kenobi and their mother separated them. Leia remained on Alderaan, where she's adopted by Bail Organa into the royal house as his daughter. Obi-Wan brought the infant Luke Skywalker to his brother's house on Tatooine.
His brother's house! Yes!
This is back
how dumb.
Owen Lars used to be Obi-Wan Kenobi's brother.
Yeah, crazy.
Now he's Anakin's step.
They're stepbrothers, yeah.
Stepbrothers, yeah, so it's cool.
So they could do anything, yeah.
You know,
they can do anything, Steve. Thanks for clarifying that for everyone.
Great imagination.
They could do anything to April O'Neil. How's that sound for you?
Oh, hey, all right. Now you we're know, talking. Folks, get me to a computer.
You know what? when you get stuck trying to fix a moisture evaporator?
Yeah. Oh, my God. My ass is hanging out. I'm trying to fix the moisture evaporator.
And here comes Owen Lars.
Uh-huh.
To stoop you.
As he does.
Cleago, he's discouraged this, but he's long dead.
So they, Owen and Beru promise to raise the child as aunt and uncle. Okay. So Obi-Wan was correct, and soon enough, Palpatine had Vader and his troops this is a Star Wars word. He knows how to read.
What?
Instigate.
Yes.
Instigate.
Thank God for those glasses.
He got it right.
Oh, my God.
Just took him a little long. It's okay.
Hey.
No! Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, that's what he said when the divorce went down.
They instigated.
Oh, thank God green they are not when he saw the kids.
Uh-huh.
So they instigated the Great Jedi Purge.
Oh, boy.
The men, women, and aliens of the galaxy who wield... We're only at page 2 of...
Oh, my Lord. I think if you mixed a human being with Yoda, it would come out looking like Mickey Rooney.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah. Right? That sounds probably close. Just about where it would be. Yeah. Like a green Mickey Rooney.
Was Mickey Rooney ever young?
No,
okay. So, yeah.
No.
Right. So all the Jedi in the galaxy who wielded the light side soon found their lightsabers were no match to those who could wield the dark side against them, and they were, or greatly outnumbered them.
Sure.
The Jedi were all hunted down and killed. When Vader couldn't find Obi-Wan, he assumed the old man was already dead.
Lazy fucker. Yeah.
His
guy.
Yes. His ex-teacher surely wouldn't run from a fight.
Oh.
Tall, black, and imposing, Vader became one of the...
Wait.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Hang on. Okay. What is this, my search history?
Steven.
I mean, you just described Keith David.
Exactly, my search history.
What did you say?
Oh, my goodness.
Actually, Keith David's in my search history. He's got a new jazz single out today. It's actually pretty solid.
There you go.
You're welcome, Keith David.
He became one of the most visible symbols of the Empire.
Uh-huh.
Keith David? Oh, wait. Oh, sorry.
No. I
forgot what we were doing.
Page 3. Vader seemed to relish killing his own incompetent officers.
Wouldn't you?
But it did.
Like, wouldn't you be thrilled to kill us right now?
But it did.
It was thrilling, wasn't it?
It would be amazing. But it did little to gain him respect, only fear.
Mm.
These people, afraid of me, I know.
Well, I like the magic techniques that they're giving us. Like, that's only going to get you fear, not respect. Don't kill your employees.
Jesus Christ, Vader, if I thought making fun of you the one time would cause you to kill all these fucking... Do you have any idea the hiring shitload I've got downstairs?
It's a lot of people.
As he... oh, that was almost a Tim Allen. I should get that for this. As he himself gained strength and pride, Vader trained many of his own students in the dark side of the Force. Some, like Hither...
Mm-hmm. Hither and Dither?
Yes.
Would succeed in their powers. Hither became the procreator of justice.
Okay.
Whoa, dude,
that's the intergalactic fuck machine. That's what that means.
I think he fucks the police, like that song. Who destroyed his own planet at Vader's command.
Whoa.
He understood that song wrong. He's like, no, don't have sex with them.
Oh, I got a nightstick for you. A baton. Bobby. Hither's mate, Rylau, was a disappointment. Her force talents in healing could not be easily corrupted.
Mm.
So the dark...
Wait, who's this? Hither?
Hither.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Hither's girlfriend.
Oh, Hither's girlfriend now?
Rylau.
Okay. Rylo Kylie? What?
Yes, and portions for foxes.
Rom-rom. Was there a toy for Rom-rom?
I don't know.
From Kenner.
The Dark Lord gained a powerful ally for both himself and the Empire when a space battle above the planet Honogear resulted in a rebel ship crashing onto the world below. Vader and the Imperials, who investigated the crash site, found a short, gray-skinned populace of Nogari who could be very deadly. This is from the Thrawn trilogy.
Oh, I see.
Oh, of course. Okay.
The Book of Thrawn. This is like, you know,
Bible?
Like Bible stuff.
Yes. Yeah. Second Bible.
It's like Bible stuff.
Yes. Similar.
Rather than instigate a fight, Vader offered them help in restoring the ecosystem of their world. Grateful to him, the Nogari pledged their servitude and that of their descendants to Lord Vader. Many of the deadly Nogari were used throughout the galaxy performing Imperial assassinations or bodyguard duties.
Wow. Damn.
Meanwhile, Vader's scientists poisoned Honogar further.
What? Come on!
No, come on.
Why?
Blaming the resulting blight on the fallout from the crashed Alliance ship, the Nogari wouldn't find out that Vader had lied to them and betrayed them until decades later when one of their assassins encountered Lady Vader.
What? Well, hold on. You know she's the Lady Vader because she's got a bow in her hair.
Yeah,
Princess, Lady Vader.
Princess Leia.
Oh, I see.
She could be Lady Vader, you know?
Okay.
So was she in like a Vader suit, but it was like all pink? Is that what they did? And these books that don't exist
No,
anymore?
No. She just said, yeah, that was my dad.
Oh, all right. Lady Vader.
Lady Vader.
Later. I don't know.
That's ooh, later. Yeah, L-A-D-E-R.
When not on a mission for the Emperor, Vader meditated in his castle stronghold on the planet.
Yep.
Verge.
Pardon?
It was a different planet back then. Oh, yeah.
No.
V-J-U-N.
Bun?
Sure.
Is the J silent? Yeah. Like Steve?
All right. Yeah, could be. Maybe it's a Polish planet.
Bun.
Oh, man. Planet Polak. Look out.
That's, yeah, I believe it.
It's just a race of Steve's running all over the...
Disgusting.
That's why the Empire did Brexit, dude.
It always smells down there.
Yeah.
When all right, he meditated on his past, but regretted nothing.
You know what? Fair is fair.
It took 15 seconds.
Yeah. I love that. I dug deep, and nothing's wrong.
He just wished he killed Kenobi quicker. He honed his lightsaber skills and blah, blah, blah.
You just read over a training montage, literally, is what...
I will say, a boss pad. I mean, that castle is something else. If I were a supervillain, I would want something like that. Near a volcano? Come on. How can you say no to that?
Easily.
Yes. No, how?
Living every day, sweating my sack off like I am in here?
Well, you're inside an air conditioner.
I forgot about the suit I'm forced to wear for the rest of my life. Yeah, I guess that is a good deal.
It would be great instead of, you know, when he meets, when he fights Kenobi, and he just sort of like, instead it's like, you know, I meditated on this, and you're a big asshole. Like, it's all, I did nothing wrong in this scenario, and it's all on you.
That was a perfect fall to the dark side. The Emperor eventually assigned Vader to watch over the construction of his new deadly battle station known as the Death Star.
Oh, it is not a shit assignment. Okay? It is not a shit assignment. I will get you an assassination when I want one.
Look, you're a construction supervisor. You're not a construction worker. There's a difference. You're overseeing the workers.
Kill as many as you like. Those I can hire as many as I can. You go nuts if you want, but you are doing the job.
Page 4 of 9.
Pardon me?
Well, don't worry. It wasn't a sexy Star Trek lady I was saying. It was page 4 of 9, baby. Well, we're going to... Developed by Bevel Lemelisk and others. That's the old Krennic.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
He sounds like a fucking Tolkien character, honestly.
Sounds like someone's just mashing the keyboard for these names.
The station was constructed and under the control of the cadaverous Grand Moff Tarkin.
Oh, wow.
That's insulting.
That's really sad. I mean,
and also, like, he was dead at this point. What's his face there?
Cushing?
So, yeah, Peter Cushing. Cadaverous.
So you just Googled Peter Cushing and was like, yeah, he's dead. So
there's my adjective right there.
But to be fair, that guy looked like he was dead since, like, 1953.
Sure.
Or, you know.
Thus his pull.
Right.
All went well until rebel spies stole the Death Star plans and fled across the galaxy. Shortly thereafter, Darth Vader encountered Princess Leia of Alderaan on Raltir, where her ship, the Corellian Corvette Blockade Runner, Tantive VI.
It's actually called a Corvette?
Yeah, of course it is.
That kicks ass.
The
Stupidest damn thing I've ever heard.
It's stupid, but it's also pretty cool.
Now, you see, in the movies, it's tantive 4, but the guide says 6. It will change to 4 in...
Oh, as no. We go along. Oh, I hope someone got fired for that blunder.
She was supposedly on a diplomatic mission of mercy. All right. So.
Oh, the movie's starting. Oh, that's exciting. Oh,
get your popcorn out, guys.
Wait.
Get your big soda.
Not quite yet, guys.
What? Well, that's embarrassing.
Wait. We're still Lord Tyon, the pompous bachelor who governed Raltir. Allowed her to leave the planet. That's why you saw her in space, because they let her leave.
Oh,
the planet.
I see.
Okay. There was a lecherous bachelor that was after her.
You should bring that character to the screen. That's how you get Hugh Grant in Star Wars.
There you go.
A pompous bachelor.
He'd do wonders at that character.
Where am I here?
Yeah, you're good.
Leia was... Am I?
I hope so.
So far.
Leia was dispatched to intercept the plans from the rebels. This is the movie.
There we go.
To find the lost Jedi, Obi-Wan Kenobi. Finally, she was able to deliver him and the Death Star plans to the Alliance. So although they got the plans, the Tantive 6 was caught by the Star Destroyer Devastator and tracked to Tatooine. Vader was on the Devastator when it caught up with them and boarded the Tantive 4. It switches to 4 in the same...
Oh, the dude fucked it up in the essay?
Yeah. That's not me doing it.
So no editor. I also love the idea of just naming your car the Devastator. Yeah. Hey, babe, you want to ride in the Devastator this weekend?
It's only appropriate if your means of conveyance is like a monster truck.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
And it better not blow up, because you're going to be embarrassed. You're going to be... When that dreadnought gets exposed, yes. I would... My red face for the rest of my life, I wouldn't be able to see that one down. Would you, Eric?
Nah. So she placed the Death Star plans in the escape pods, sure. As you know. So Vader ordered the troops to find the pod and then departed with Leia for the Death Star. And that's where Leia was able to resist the probes Vader used on her. He thought this was odd, as the Force power should have been able to penetrate any barriers in her mind.
This is too much probing and penetrating what this discussion is.
You gonna probe your daughter, dude?
That's what pretty bad.
He assigned it an Imperial interrogator droid to make her reveal the location of the main Rebel base, but it was too, as well, ineffective.
Mm. Mm.
Bummer.
Vader and Target.
I am an Imperial interrogator droid. Don't shoot the messenger. Just here. I only have but one function, to interrogate.
We'll do our best to carry on without
you. Wrong one. I was trying to shoot the messenger.
No.
You
know what? Even better.
Excellent.
There it is.
Oh, my God.
I would like to imagine the interrogator droids just, please tell me. Just please,
Come on.
I'm going to be here till you tell me, please.
I'll give you 20 credits.
I'll let you out, I swear.
Tarkin threatened to destroy her home planet of Alderaan unless she told them what they wanted. Quietly, she admitted there was a base on Dantooine. Then Tarkin ordered Alderaan destroyed anyhow.
Son of a bitch bastard.
Damn. Anyhow.
Anyhow.
Vader forced Leia to watch.
It is honestly...
He made me watch! Yeah.
It is just always like the biggest, like, you know, Star Wars blunder. Like, you're sitting next to your daughter and you've got all this sensory power. You're like, I don't know, that's not her. Just, you just can't figure that one out.
Ignore it, man. That's impossible.
Just a lot of voices going on.
I didn't think about it till the second movie.
Yeah, precisely.
But I also wrote everything in the 70s. Remember that. It's both at the same time.
When the Death Star tractor beam pulled in a freighter entering the Alderaan system, Vader felt the presence of Obi-Wan.
Mm-hmm.
The ship checked out as empty, but Vader knew Obi-Wan was there or nearby. He was correct. Even as Han Solo and Luke Skywalker helped Princess Leia escape, Vader met his old master in a hallway.
We need some kind of descriptor, what with this being writing and all.
A hallway?
Yes.
God.
All right, now we got dialogue from the movie. I think we can move along from that. The battle was fierce with lightsabers clashing, igniting. No quarter was asked or given. And then Kenobi warned him, if you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you could ever possibly imagine. With that, Obi-Wan deactivated his lightsaber and stood waiting in a rage. Vader swung his own lightsaber, cleaving Kenobi's robes into pieces. Mm.
So he was still alive then. He's dead now, but before he was still alive. Is that right, Darth?
Yes.
Were you making assumptions under my fucking watch?
My favorite part of that is when he starts kicking the robes. Like, did he just shrink?
Oh, the Jedi shrinking trick.
Later, as rebel starfighters attacked the Death Star, Vader boarded his own prototype TIE Interceptor. Joining the battle, he noticed the rebels making attack runs down the station's equatorial trench.
Okay.
That's in the center, equatorial. Yeah. Equatorial.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Also, that is sort of like very Jedi-esque, though. Like, there's so many powers that kind of get made up on the spot. So, like, Vader being like, I guess he shrank. You know what I mean? It's kind of that.
No, they could do that.
We could. I don't know.
Also, you said he's riding in some sort of prototype.
That's right.
Why is like your main guy riding in a prototype?
Well, you want
of
the
something?
Fancy car, right? You ever go to a car show? You're like, damn, I wish I could drive that. Drive that thing, you know?
You want the Homer Simpson car every time.
I don't know. I'd want like, you know, a couple of iterations down, so you know, like the engine's not gonna fall out the fucking thing or something.
Well, that's you got to explore more. You got to be more curious, Andrew.
I'm just saying the leader of your whole thing.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, Andrew. The sad thing is I know a little bit about this.
Hit me, baby.
Because the regular TIE fighters can't go to hyperspace and get away. This one can. That's how he's not just stranded out there in space. He's able to fly away at the end.
I don't want a fucking prototype hyperspace shit strapped to my ass.
That's what I'm saying.
Car. Yeah, exactly.
Probably killed like 100 mechanics getting it. That my God.
So Vader felt this force strongly emanating from one X-Wing in particular, and Vader set his sights to blow him up.
That's a good idea.
Then, from out of nowhere, a laser blast caught the TIE fighter next to him, blowing Vader's interceptor out of the trench. He spun haplessly into space, tumbling as the Death Star exploded in a blazing rage. When he finally regained the control of his ship, he found his way back to an Imperial base. Vader was determined to put his anger to good use. So was the Emperor. He was also mad.
So you were in an interceptor, and yet you intercepted jack shit. Is that what I am to understand here?
Look, man, I know you're splitting a lot of plates these days, but we're trying to lead an Imperial takeover of the galaxy, and I can't have you fucking up this much.
If you want the big... Cloak, you've got to work for it, baby.
I'm going to put my rage in the right place. This big bucket of ice cream. I'm sad.
Dude, then it's just him with a spoon and he can't get it because he's got a dumb mask on.
Oh, that's sad.
Damn it. The rocky road does not compute.
As powerful as he was, Vader still managed to allow Alliance leaders to slip through his grasp.
Weird.
The two most vexing to him were Princess Leia and the young man she traveled with.
Oh. What? Again, what a weird way to put it. We know who you're talking about.
One of their encounters ended badly for Vader on the jungle planet Mimban.
Okay.
Pardon me?
Excuse me? Imperial Supervisor Grammel caught Leia and her male friend.
It just sounds like a weird relationship you don't want to go public with. He's just my male friend.
It sounds like you're sneaking into a fucking Coldplay concert.
Look at that.
There it is.
Topical. You also have social media.
Topical. Grammel contacted Vader, who was already on his way to the planet to find Kyber Crystal.
Nice. Stopping to get gas. Real interesting.
The mysterious object supposedly had the power to enhance the powers of the Force.
Okay.
Leia and the boy escaped.
Now
he's just
confused.
The boy?
Yes.
They're the same age.
And a male friend or partner, it makes me think it's the same age as you.
They later faced Vader at the Temple of Pomajima. Surprise.
Letters from Pomajima. Classic Clint Eastwood film.
Was it on Jedi Christmas? Like, oh, what are you doing here?
Yeah, what's great about that film is it's from the Imperial perspective.
Right, yeah. That's definitely the reason I made the jokes. Yeah.
Surprisingly, Leia used the boy's lightsaber to defend them, but Vader wounded her badly, burning and stabbing.
Boy, hand me your lightsaber.
Eric, are these like comic books, or what are we talking about?
I think,
here?
Is this Splinter of the Mind's Eye?
Oh, wow, okay, there you go.
Someone knows.
Someone knows their male friend. The trapped youth freed himself and dueled Vader.
Trapped youth
Was he legally barred from saying totally. Luke Skywalker? Was there like some injunction that I'm unaware
Keep
of?
Keep in mind, we've already mentioned his name.
Exactly.
Yeah. Weird.
The Dark Lord knew the boy was strong in the Force, but he didn't expect what happened in battle. Mm. He managed to slice off Vader's right hand, forcing him backwards.
That's the first thing they teach you in Jedi school is go for the hand.
You have to. Yeah. It's the easiest way to disarm.
It's fair.
It makes total sense. Mm-hmm.
Vader fell into a pit and was in shock.
This cannot be happening again. Oh, a pit. This is embarrassing.
Dude.
At least it's dry.
By the time he climbed out of the pit.
Wait. All right.
You can't
wait a second.
Elevate yourself?
Does force jumping not happen?
All right. It says distracted.
Oh, okay.
Take that how you want.
Yeah,
right?
Sure.
Yeah, bring the crane down. I know the suit's pretty heavy.
By the way, the air condition's busted now, so there's going to be a smell. Don't make a big deal out of it.
The boy used the power of the crystal to heal Leia, and both had disappeared by the time he got out of there. Right? After several more brushes with the Rebellion, Vader finally learned who the boy was.
Oh, the boy.
He was Luke Skywalker from Tatooine.
Weird. Oh, my God.
Could he be a relative?
No, does it say that? Was that you or
no,
did it say that?
No, it's in the book. It's in the book. Could his wife had borne a child? Question
Skywalker, that's my name. Wait a second.
Excuse me, could his ex-wife have borne a child?
Vader now had another reason to find the Alliance. Utilizing probe droids, Vader finally located the Alliance's echo base on Hoth, where he came tantalizingly close to capturing Princess Leia and her friends aboard Han Solo's ship.
Mm-hmm. Tantalizingly close to capturing your own daughter.
The probing, the penetrating, the tantalizing. I don't like any of it.
All this and more on Pornhub. Vader knew that if he'd captured Solo and Leia, he would be able to lure Luke to him. So he hired several bounty hunters, including Boba Fett, who had worked with before, to find the Millennium Falcon. That came through, and Luke was lured to Bespin's Cloud City to rescue his imprisoned friends.
So is the Millennium Falcon a Toyota? If those cars are just existing in this world, can we get are the big guys still around?
Okay.
Ford still making a fucking spaceship?
It's the Toyota that made the Kessel Run in 5 parsecs. Old man, this Camry's good enough for you.
Also, I'm glad we finally started saying Luke again, because if you had to just read, he lured the boy...
Again.
That's trouble.
Right. Andy, an editor maybe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But the boy... No. Man, you're making me do it!
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
But Luke found Vader instead. The two engaged in a tremendous lightsaber duel as the Dark Lord tried to lure Luke into the carbonite freezing pit.
Mm-hmm.
Luke was too well trained, though, and the battle raged on.
Let's go, dark side. Let's go, dark side.
Vader finally drove Luke out into the reactor shaft area and distracted him long enough to slice off his right hand, defenseless and in shock. Luke could only scream denials as Vader revealed, "I am your father. Search your feelings. You know it to be true."
Oh, I remember that.
Oh, yeah.
That's scene familiar. From a movie.
Page 7.
Ooh.
We're getting there.
Yeah.
Rounding into shape.
Y'all having fun?
Yeah.
All good?
Woo. Now here's the full schematics of the second Death Star.
So the garbage shaft was located on level 10. No. Vader offered his hand, telling Luke that they could overthrow the Emperor and rule the galaxy together as father and son. Luke didn't even reply, looking at the monster his father had become.
Hi, Luke. I sent you that text a couple days ago, and I just keep seeing the three dots, and it gets exciting, like you're going to come back, but you never say anything, dude.
And the emails, I've just given up at this point.
All right, hey, man, look, I'm going to be having lunch at this diner tomorrow at noon. If you're there, that's fine. If not, I'll understand.
Sending an email, re-ruling the galaxy as father and son, question mark.
Yes. Okay. So Luke calmly stepped off the platform and fell. Vader watched until he saw Luke sucked up by an exhaust pipe.
Sure.
Vader found Luke's severed hand and his lightsaber in Smelting Core D, where an Ugnaught named Grogan had rescued them.
Thank you, Grogan.
Killing the Ugnaught.
No! Grogan did a good job!
Thanks, but no thanks, Grogan.
Hey, Ugnaughts are them Nick Nolte voice motherfuckers.
The little guys.
No, another goddamn hand! The lightsaber fell down my fucking shaft! Oh, cool, this is going to get me a promotion. Ah! Should have never worked for a fucking emperor.
Vader took the hand and saber and left aboard his Superstar Destroyer Executor. He fleetingly caught Luke's mind as the Falcon fled into hyperspace. Mm.
You make, like, any jewelry out of that hand, or what are we doing with that hand?
Oh, we're going to tell you.
No.
He pickled it.
Oh, I hate when I, like, make a joke about a hypothetical, and then it's...
Oh, it's going to
happen.
The Dark Lord delivered the hand and saber to the Emperor on Mount Tannis of Wayland. Palpatine immediately started cultivating the cells for a clone of Luke.
Ah.
Oh. This would come into play at the last end of the, you know, the end of the Thrawn trilogy with Luke with the two U's.
Yeah. Well, at least it's not like pervert stuff. You know.
You could have done the Stranger with that hand.
Finally, the Stranger is mine.
In the end, Luke surrendered to Vader's troops on the forest moon of Endor. The Emperor had set an elaborate trap for the Alliance centered around the second Death Star still under construction, but it was operational. It could have meant the end of the Alliance fleet had fate not intervened.
Oh. Nice.
Father, I have one question. Why, Grogan?
Why?
Justice for Grogan.
Exactly.
Dude. Okay, Luke appealed to his father, trying to find the bit of Anakin he knew was still inside. Mm. Vader steeled himself and brought his son to the Emperor. Laughingly, Palpatine cracked open her Cerveza crystal.
He did indeed.
Yeah. I mean, have you had one of these things, man? I'm not much of a drinker, but these are delicious.
I've been crushing these all day, brother.
You can drink like 10 and you're not even that drunk.
I can still drive.
Probably.
No. Cerveza Cristal!
Forget it. Vader defended the Emperor and the father and son were soon locked in deadly combat, and then Luke refused to fight. He had gained control of his anger. Vader probed his son's feelings to make him fight, and he did so.
Oh, you're so fucking special. so special. You got a hold of your anchor. Wow, wow, wow.
He's like mentally poking him in the chest.
Yes, and while probing his son, he sensed something that he had not seen before.
It just... Would it kill you to say reading his son's mind? Yeah.
Luke's twin sister, his daughter, was Princess Leia. If you will not turn to the dark side, perhaps she will, Vader threatened. It was that catalyst that broke Luke's Jedi calm. Mm. He attacked again, hacking and stabbing with the lightsaber. He finally beat his father down, chopping off his cybernetic right hand. I like that. You hand for hand, right?
Yeah, that's fair.
Totally.
The hand and lightsaber tumbled down a reactor shaft.
Oh, God damn it, there's another fucking hand and lightsaber down here. That's ridiculous!
Turning his back on the crippled Dark Lord, Luke confronted the Emperor. You failed, Your Highness. I'm a Jedi like my father before me.
Yep.
Palpatine knew then that the young Skywalker never, you know, serve him, right? So he attacked Luke with the blue force lightning.
Oh, boy. Again, and everyone was like, he could do that.
Yeah. As he was prepared to deliver the killing bolts, Vader betrayed him for the final time. The Dark Lord lifted his master into the air and threw him down a burning shaft of a power core. As Palpatine disappeared into the abyss, Vader tried to throw himself after him.
Oh, whoa, wait a second.
What have I done?
You suck up. Oh, my God.
Suicide attempt.
You. Oh, God. All the respect is gone now. It's like, just fucking gone.
It's respect.
It's like when Smithers jumps after Mr. Burns down the trapdoor.
Fucking disgusting.
Luke stopped him and pulled him towards an Imperial shuttle. They both knew that the Death Star was in danger.
Okay.
Vader couldn't go on. He asked Luke to take off his helmet so he could look at his son with his own eyes as he struggled to breathe.
Luke, take this mask off.
And all these action figures start falling out of it.
No.
There's a push. No, you got to go under the hood, and there's a push lever under. It's in the set. No, you know what? Could you the other arm? I'll do it. Take the glove off. Take the glove off.
From there Kenner.
Yes. Vader wanted to look at his son with his own eyes as he struggled to breathe. He assured Luke that he did have goodness left in him. Mm. And then Anakin Skywalker, not Darth Vader, died. I guess Vader's still alive somewhere. Look out.
Oh, wow.
He's check alive in your, all our hearts.
Check under your bed tonight.
Well, maybe because I guess the suit's still around. Like, yeah. They probably have other prototypes of it.
Luke took Vader's armor to the moon of Endor and burned it in a funeral pyre.
Well, hell okay, yeah. So not the original.
Later that night, as he slipped away from a joint Rebel and Ewok celebration, Luke was surprised to see a vision of Obi-Wan Kenobi, Yoda, and Anakin Skywalker all smiling to him. Not smiling at him, smiling to him.
Just wonderful use of language.
Uh-huh. Maybe they can't see him, you know, because they're Force ghosts, so they're just kind of like guesstimating, like, yeah, that's all right. Yeah. I think that's him. Yeah, fuck it. All right.
He was blonde, right? Yeah, that's him.
Yeah.
Kenobi and Yoda's pupil and Skywalker's son was now and forever a Jedi, and Anakin was a part of the light side of the Force once again.
Oh, so it's like Catholicism. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah. Yep.
And
yep.
Then on your deathbed, boom, you're
that
right in
heaven. Delicious sacrament at the end, uh-huh. Dude. The last rites. What a beautiful loophole.
Easy I'm hoping peasy. For it, dude.
Hell yeah, dude. That's my only chance. Our way out, man.
Catholic. Catholic hell's full of a bunch of people that got hit by a bus. Okay, so Luke later saw the trio of Jedi in his dreams.
Oh, okay.
Oh, guys, this is a bit much. I'm trying to sleep here.
Yoda and Ben told him that dreaming was a conduit for the Force, while the spirit of Anakin helped reveal to his son who the Dark Lord of Belladron really was, and it was prospective Jedi.
Oh, wait, Lynch. What the
hold on.
Fuck?
There was another Dark Lord.
Okay, from Belladron?
Of Belladron. Bellaron.
Okay.
Oh. Apologies.
No, yeah. Oh,
thank
okay.
You for correcting me. They knew it was Bellaron.
Yeah, oh, totally.
And it was actually a prospective Jedi named Flint.
Flint! Come
this
on.
This is definitely comic book territory. Yeah, this
who?
Is like dog
sounds like a dog.
Flint was, you know.
Sounds like a dog. Dude, dog Jedi. Holy
yeah,
shit.
Probably. Yes. I mean, look. They opened. Superman opened the fucking door.
Yeah.
It's yep. Gonna happen. Yep. You know it's gonna happen.
It's gonna happen.
I'd watch that movie.
Yep.
Oh, hell yeah.
God damn it.
So Flint, who had been slighted by Luke before.
Oh, wow, sure.
Trained in the dark side by Vader, it was the final time Luke would converse with the spirits of Yoda and his father. 5 years after his death, Vader's legacy was finally snuffed.
Mm.
The cybernetic hand Luke had cut off had somehow become encased in metal and survived the explosion of the second Death Star.
What?
All right.
The molten space garbage.
Okay, you know what? He's a poet. I'm sorry.
I
take it back. Yeah.
The molten space garbage eventually found its way to Calamari, where it plunged into the seas.
Mm.
That's like the Mon Calamari.
Yeah,
that's like
yeah.
The last bar.
Delicious motherfuckers. Yeah.
A lot of marinara sauce and lemon.
Oh, some butter. Oh, my God.
Oh, not bad. Some of those like kind of like hot peppers on there.
I would betray the Alliance immediately.
Yes.
I would bonk Admiral Akbar in the head, drag him.
Totally. It's a trap. They're eating me. It's an all-you-can-eat trap. Don't you see the banana peppers? They're coming for us.
Yes. See, what I would do is I'd lure him into this theater, and he would cook naturally.
What are you all looking at? Why do you keep smelling me? Oh, I get it.
Get those breadcrumbs away from me!
I did it. Whoa. I'm wheeze laughing. You fucking did it.
Instead of a trap, it's an app.
Yes.
The remains were found by a pretender to the throne of Palpatine, Trioculus.
Oh, yeah, we know Trioculus. Any Trioculus tattoos out there? Of course not.
No.
Previous entry, Trioculus, go home for the ride home.
Yes.
Oh, seriously? We talked about this already?
Yeah, we did.
So what was his bag?
He had three eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Trioculus, who was attempting to fulfill a prophecy given by the prophets of the dark side, mm-hmm. With Vader's glove, he was supposed to be able to take over the galaxy. It didn't work.
How much faith are you putting into, as he puts it, space garbage?
Prophets of the Dark Side, by the way, really awesome, shitty new metal band.
Yes.
Probably.
Come on out.
We are prophets of the dark side. We are so excited to play this county fair.
The whereabouts of the glove are unknown to this day.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
If you or anyone you know has information about the whereabouts of Darth Vader's glove, call this number.
The glove's wearing a wig and living in Tampa under an assumed name.
Update. 15 minutes after our broadcast aired, we got a call from Tallahassee, Florida. The glove died of natural causes in 1987.
It is survived by its 3 children.
And 15 grandchildren. The glove led a prosperous and happy life. Update.
Anakin, I love Robert Stack.
Say update once more.
Update.
Anakin's spirit did appear once more.
Okay.
Oh, okay. There we go.
This time it was to Leia in her suite on Baccarat. He begged her forgiveness, trying to take away her anger. Anger is the dark side, he cautioned, adding, I do not ask for absolution, only your forgiveness.
So I haven't read any of the books or the comic books. Do we ever get to see, like, Leia just pissed off and raging? Like, is she just, because that sounds like she's, like, really, you know, ripping through
annoyed.
It.
Maybe. You know what? It's been a while since I read that one.
Okay.
Full disclosure. Anyone? Leia mad in media? Does anyone? Nah.
I'm hearing crickets.
I should add that to this board. Oh, I'm kidding. You guys already did for me. Leia didn't want to listen. Refusing to forgive the man who had tortured her, helped destroy her world, and frozen Han in carbonite.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah.
And also threatened her boy.
Her boy. And also I'd be like, all right, you've appeared in like 9 dreams of my brother. This is the first fucking time you show up in my dreams, dick.
Anakin disappeared, telling her he would never be able to see her again, but that he would hear if she called.
Okay.
Eventually, in the heat of battle at Baccarat, this is the truce at Baccarat.
All right, sure. Okay. Bad guy.
At the Battle of the Bad Guys, Leia did come to at last forgive her father, even though she would never forget.
Oh, look at that.
Okay.
Every word she took from the Empire would help ease the pain of her memories. In that forgiveness, Anakin Skywalker, the man who had become Darth Vader, was finally freed. Mm-hmm. End of the entry.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Wow. Look at that.
Wow.
Hell yeah.
Now, I guess really quick.
Sure.
These people want get some air and a smoke break.
Sure.
Steve Sadek, what do you think?
I was surprised by the glove specifically.
Okay.
That was my biggest takeaway from this. I didn't know that his glove was so powerful.
Yeah. Andrew?
Oh, you know, I think, I learned a lot of things. I think one, that Flint guy, he sounds like a real card.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So I'll learn more about that.
Real
and
cad.
Also, I will say, I'm glad that the black descriptor finally went away.
Yeah, that's good.
It was just getting weird, Andy Mengels. It was getting real weird.
That
man.
And the family stuff, just not good.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So Chris Cabin.
Yeah. This really did affect me. I actually had some respect for Darth Vader as a villain before this. Like, you know. Before this. But now that I know he's a suck-up like this... That he was going to throw himself down a fucking... He was going to commit suicide just because the Emperor went away. That is unbelievable.
I'm sorry. That's the most pathetic Star Wars detail I think I've
sickening.
Ever heard in my life.
Sickening. So that actually, it was pretty effective there, Eric, I will say.
Now you know the rest of the story. Thank you, Oxford.
Thanks a lot for coming out, y'all.
Thank you so everybody. Much.
Now go and shoot yourself.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.